En esta oportunidad para Rutas Alternas tenemos el enorme gusto de viajar hasta Israel para conversar con Noga Erez, que es una de las artistas más interesantes que surge desde aquella región del mundo y que está dando mucho de qué hablar en medios de comunicación, con recientes estrenos, con un disco de hace un par de años que tuvo muy buena recepción por parte de la crítica, de los fans. Siempre interesante conversar con creadores de otras latitudes, el caso de Noga Erez. Hola, Noga.
Hola, Gilberto, how are you?
I'm very well, how are you?
I'm great, I'm very well.
Noga, where are you right now?
I'm in my apartment in Tel Aviv, Israel.
And how was the lockdown?
it is a distant memory here.
Okay.
Actually, because everything is pretty much back to normal except for, you know, events that include multiple people.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a really interesting experience for me. It was a creative experience for me. I enjoyed the quiet, that is for sure.
I think it's amazing for a lot of artists, a lot of musicians, to have this kind of time alone in one place to do some music, to write lyrics. I don't know. It's if you have nothing else to do, it's a good start to make some music.
It's true. It's true. And I think that many artists were able to take that time and understand how rare it is to just be able to have everything shut down. Because all the time, that's the one thing that I think many artists complain about is like, I want to make my art, but I have to deal with so many different things like touring and I don't know, marketing and stuff like that and social media.
Yes.
But then, you know, when that happens, everything kind of shuts down. There's something very frightening about it, but I think that the ones who were able to see it and how rare it is and possibly very short-term thing, so I think they were able to use that, and I was one of them, so I really enjoyed it.
I think that it's also important for you to make a song like No News on TV, because it's most about the overexposure on media and a lot of news and fake news over, well, not only TV or radio, but social media and other places that create us a lot of anxiety, a lot of depression, a lot of what's going to happen.
Right. I mean, yeah. Imagine what would happen in a world without that. Imagine, like, you know, sitting and listening to the radio and there's nothing to report. There's no news. That was what I was trying to, you know, to imagine in that moment. It was a very utopian type of vision that I had, you know, talking to myself and asking what would happen if all this mass would just stop. Like, where would we be? It's very imaginary, but that was where I was.
And Noga, how do you work the song? I mean, do you use your computer? Do you invite other musicians, or how do you produce the song?
So my project, so this whole thing that is called Noga Erez, is actually a collaborative project. My name is Noga Erez, and that is my actual name, but I have a partner. His name is Ori Russo, and we write and compose and produce the music together. And it's always between us two, but then at some point we've decided to use my name as the name and my face as the face.
Mm-hmm.
And that is always the process. I mean, each of us is suggesting ideas, specifically when it comes to No News on TV. We had that idea, you know, that lyric of, I don't want to look at my phone anymore, because it felt like at some point during lockdown and during quarantine, that was all we were doing. We were checking the numbers, checking to see what was happening. And it felt like you wake up in the morning, you open your eyes, the phone kind of attacks you with all these notifications, and it all becomes kind of dark. And that wish to just be able to shut that down, that was something that he expressed. And I was like, and I took it and, you know, offered my own ideas. But the process of the production was us sitting in the studio, writing the song and playing instruments. And then we invited over some other musicians to play on it. So it kind of became you know, a very festive song, a very happy song mm-hmm. that almost feels like a children's song with how happy it is.
And you also make video. I also have, besides my work in the radio, I have a TV show about new music. And I played recently your video, and it was great. I mean, cool. It's amazing to find a happy song with maybe a little dark lyrics, but a great video.
Thank you. Yeah, I feel like the thing about the song and what is... I think unique about it is that I never wrote a song as happy as that with the melody and how, you know, it feels the happiness about the song feels frantic. It feels almost insane. It feels crazy. And that is exactly what it is. It's like someone really, really trying to ignore reality to the point that they are, you know, going crazy. And, but the lyrics are dark. Like the lyrics are, you know, we're just not able to deal with what would happen if someone took our phones and the media and the social media and everything. We feel so frightened by the concept of not doing anything or being bored or not being in the race. And then the video, you know, that was one of the opportunities that I got during the coronavirus lockdown, that when they started to open it up, there were hotels here that were just empty because people are not, you know, there's no tourism. So this hotel that we shot the video in is a really stylish hotel. And I was able to rent the entire place with, you know, no money basically and create this really good visual for the video. So that was like one opportunity that was used very well.
It's amazing. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Noga, what do you want to repeat for you, for your career? When you make your first record of the radar, you have a pad, you do some things, you play, you have your tour, you play festivals. What do you want to repeat and what do you don't want to repeat with this second album?
Oh, all these questions, you know, about... Not the questions that I'm getting asked by other people, but the questions that I ask myself that are comparing between the first and second project are, you know, were so relevant when we were talking, you know, outside of the context of the world that we live in right now. But now it's like, I remember telling myself that in this album, what I wanted to do is tour less, but in more significant places, you know, not to do the really hard tours that are just, you know, go to the smallest places and playing and being in the field, because that was very hard. And I felt like it was, it became a routine and I was not able to get excited about a show. And now I'm like, wherever you take me, I would go to perform, because this is something that I've learned to appreciate so much. But I think what I wanted to change, I already kind of changed about the album. I created this album at the beginning in a very, very stressful state of mind. I really wanted it to be much, much better than the first project. I really wanted to live up to my own expectations and to other people's expectations. It was really stressful. It took me a year and a half to get outside of that mode, and a lot of work, like mental work, to understand that I do not want to make art like that. I do not want to make music that way. And so the big difference is that I was, at the same time as working on my craft, working on songwriting, producing everything, and kind of improving my skills, the one skill that I was working on at the same time was mental skills and how to do things in a way that is not stressed and is not, you know, driven by fear, et cetera, et cetera.
Yes, I think that it's very important, the thing you said, because a lot of people during this lockdown and this new normal are having a lot of mental issues, and it's a little hard to talk about it. We have a lot of fears about our mental health, and it's very, very important to find help, to talk about it.
Right, right. And I think that the more people like me, like artists, no matter how big they are, the more we make that conversation the normal thing, the better. I think it is so important, even more now than ever, to let people understand that they're not alone. No one is experiencing this thing alone. And that is the unique thing about the situation, is that we're all going through this. We all have had our plans. It all stopped. The unknown is a very big part of our lives. It is very stressful, and we're all in it together. So if you're able to, you know, as an artist, and you have the platform, and you talk to people and other people listen, and you're able to say, listen, like, it's okay to talk about it, and it's important to talk about it and get help and et cetera, et cetera. I think it's a major message that people like me have the responsibility to say to the people.
Noga, what can you tell us about the music scene in Tel Aviv and in Israel? Because we, as journalists, as broadcasters, are very lazy, and maybe we're not trying to find music from other sites besides, I don't know, the UK or the United States. What can you tell us about the music in the music scene, the music places, the music venues in Tel Aviv?
First of all, I'm really happy that you admit that some of you are lazy, because it's true.
I know.
Yeah, no, but you know, you have to deal with so much. Well, think about a place that is located in the Middle East. So imagine that. Israel is located in the Middle East, between Lebanon and Syria and Egypt and all that stuff. And so that is a main influence. Imagine Arabic music, that is a part of it. But then, you know, you have people who are basically second generation to people who lived in Europe and came to Israel, who lived in the US and came to Israel, Yemen, you know, countries, different countries in Africa, Russia. So if you want a melting pot, if you want to hear the sound of what is it like when cultures just literally collide and become something else, that is the place to look for it. Because people here grew up with, you know, a mom who came from Poland and a dad who came from Yemen, and the mixture between them and the cultures, et cetera. So I think that is one thing that you can definitely find that is happening here. And the venues, you know, it's a really small place. Imagine Tel Aviv is the cultural capital of Israel, and it has, I think, 400,000 people live in it. It's easy to walk it from one end to the other. So the industry is small, and it's more like a community rather than an industry. So everything has that flavor, you know, of something that is not monetized all the way, of something that is happening in a very, very random way. And I think that's the beauty of it.
And do you have plans to make it to Latin America? Because your music is played in Europe, and you will visit outside lands next year in California. But what about Latin America?
Oh, yeah, that's in the plan. And I think that is one of the hot topics right now in our conversations with our team, because only now we've been starting to see, because I've had people reaching out to me from, you know, Brazil, Colombia, Mexico all the time, but I kind of feel like something bigger is happening there right now in Latin America, and it's a big conversation about how we kind of incorporate that into the, like, the North America tour. But you know, right. We're going to make the plans. Whether the plans will happen or not, we don't know. But the intention is to come. I had a very small tour ages ago when I in Brazil.
Oh, and how was your experience in Brazil?
Oh my God, that was amazing. And that's the thing, you know, when you have someone contacting you from, like, sometimes you have a fans in a territory and you don't know about them, you know, you don't know about your fans. But when you have fans from Brazil, you know who they are. It's crazy. And people there were like, so they reminded me of people in Israel, like super warm and welcoming, and like everything was very down to earth and chill. And I felt like that is something that I was really able to connect with, because everything here is like that. You know, someone comes to your house it's their house, you know, mi casa y su casa,
yes,
like that.
Yes.
So I can't wait. I can't wait to come to Latin America. Honestly, I really feel like that is, something that I really, really want to do.
Well, Noga, and will you release your album this year? Do you have any date?
It's going to be early next year.
Okay.
I don't know if I can say the specific date, but early next year. And I have to finish it in 3 weeks. So it's a stressful time.
Well, looking forward to listen to the album and next singles and next videos. I'm looking forward to see you here in Mexico. I hope you can make it. You will find a great place. I'm pretty sure that you have some fans here in the country. And if you have a great time in Brazil, you will have a blast here in Mexico.
Yay. I hope so. I'll check it out.
Thank you so much for this chat.
Thank you so much, Gilberto, and have a good, I don't know, is it weekend? It's weekend, I guess.
Yes, it's Friday.
Okay.
Have a great weekend too, Noga. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you so much. Bye.
See you. Bye.